With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. American Red Cross volunteers in the North Central Wisconsin and Upper Peninsula region have responded to more than 70 house fires so far this year. They're bracing for more as the area typically sees about a 20% increase in home fires during the months of November and December. Red Cross responds to local house fires through its disaster action team. They help provide comfort with blankets, hygiene kits, and financial assistance. Catherine Halverson is the executive director for the North Central Wisconsin Red Cross.
And right now, we only have about 89 active volunteers across our chapter, and we can really use more hearts and hands to help us be able to respond and make sure no one is facing a disaster alone.
Halverson says they could especially use volunteers north of Marathon County and into the Western Upper Peninsula. She says volunteering is flexible in terms of commitments and hours.
I say that every disaster response starts with a volunteer, and that's someone who's willing to show up and help a family on what might be the worst day of their life. And really, that's the spirit of the Red Cross, and that's the spirit we're calling for this holiday season.
You can learn more about volunteering and the training involved on the Red Cross website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. The city of Ironwood will begin to conduct smoke testing of its sewers today in just the fairgrounds area. This is periodically done to locate sources of sewer odors, leaks, and breaks in sewer lines. The smoke testing will occur anytime before 6 p.m. tonight. The smoke testing is being done on Superior Street at Northland and Midland Avenue. The type of smoke used is harmless, white to yellowish in color, and may have a slight odor. It is harmless to plants and animals and deemed safe for the intended use. The federal funding package that ended the government shutdown also included a one-year extension for certain Farm Bill programs. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports some of these expired in September, or were set to at the end of the year.
Kaylee Olson is a policy manager at the Center for Rural Affairs, which advocates for small business owners and family farms and ranches.
We're very happy to see a Farm Bill extension. While it might not be perfect, it's important that that Farm Bill is in place.
The extension reauthorizes several rural development initiatives, like the Rural Micro Entrepreneur Assistance Program. It supports small business owners with 10 or fewer full-time employees.
It can help daycare providers, mechanics, small town gyms. The possibilities are really, really pretty endless.
She says this and other USDA programs are vital for rural communities. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Catkins Animal Rescue in Park Falls has announced a new expansion project for their shelter. The nonprofit, known for being the only animal rescue in Price County, plans to build a new facility to better serve animals in need. In 2024, Catkins successfully found homes for more than 410 animals. However, organizers say their current shelter is no longer sufficient to meet the growing demand for animal care. The new facility, estimated to cost more than $628,000, will feature 16 spacious kennels, an expanded cat adoption center, and a dedicated quarantine area. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Michigan cultural and folk life groups are keeping their heritage alive through a Michigan State University program that sponsors groups and individuals practicing traditional cultural arts. Mark Richardson has more.
The Michigan Traditional Arts Program is a statewide initiative that advances cross-cultural understanding by documenting, preserving, and presenting traditional arts, folk life, and everyday culture in Michigan. Sarah Homiga is a member of the Bay Mills Indian community who has been weaving traditional black ash baskets since 2012. She creates the traditional baskets using ancient methods on a full-time basis.
We've been lucky enough to travel all over and facilitate workshops and share our knowledge and teach other people because we know this is a dying art. There is not a lot of basket makers left here in our area that are practicing full-time because it is a laborious art.
Homiga and her husband Josh are keeping the historical tradition alive and are creating videos to teach future generations. Mark Richardson reports.
With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.